Hello, lovers. Welcome to another episode of Daily Dose of Escapades. Make sure you stream, download, and most importantly, share the story to friends and family. This would push us to give you more and better stories. 1K downloads and streams to unlock the next episode. Thanks.
Hey there, I'm June from California. Before diving into my story, don't forget to like and subscribe to MDA. I grew up missing my mom's love. She left when I was 5, and this naive kid went out searching for her in a torrential downpour. After that, I got seriously sick and had to be hospitalized for quite a while.
I'll do anything. Just get better, honey.
My dad's a scientist and an environmental activist. After I got better, I was glued to him.
Does June want to come visit France?
I always felt unsafe away from him. When I turned 17, I found out people hated my dad, suspecting him of taking bribes in an environmental project. One day, our car was blocked by protesters.
Stop dumping oil into the ocean! It's a crime!
I was shocked, and Dad panicked, telling the driver to speed away. The next day, Dad said I was moving to France to live with my aunt. What? I'm not going anywhere without Dad.
I'm in some trouble, sweetheart. It's what we have to do. I don't want you affected by this negativity. You mean everything to me.
I knew he was just worried about me, but his decision was my worst fear. Living far from Dad? And in France with an aunt I've never met? Oh no. No! I said goodbye to Dad before boarding the plane, trying to look okay for him, but inside I was trembling with fear. It was my first long flight alone. Ah! Don't hurt me!
What? I'm just stowing my bag.
Sorry. When he sat down and talked on the phone, I realized he was French. Wow, his accent's really cool.
Wait, it feels like someone's watching me.
He leaned in to look, turning me beet red with embarrassment. I wish I could just disappear.
Oh, it's nothing. Someone must be dazzled by my good looks.
What? No way! I was just curious about a French guy. Who knew I'd meet a nutcase? Though handsome. I had a bad feeling about this trip.
Mister, I want to sit next to that pretty lady. I want to be in the middle.
Where are your parents?
My mom's sitting way over there.
Say it like this. Would you switch seats with me, please?
Would you switch seats?
Add please.
Please?
No.
Hey man, what kind of guy is he? The kid ended up grumpily returning to his original seat. Ugh, over 7 hours sitting next to this crazy dude. As the plane took off, lightning streaked across the sky and it began to rain. I felt so anxious, my heart racing, I could hardly breathe.
Hey, are you okay?
Unable to speak, I just shook my head at him. I'm not scared of heights or flying. I just dread the thought of something happening and never seeing Dad again. Just as I was about to cry, a hand grabbed mine. I looked up and the rude boy was looking at me. Worriedly?
Hold my hand. It'll be all right.
I was speechless, just gripping his hand. Thankfully, the storm passed quickly, the skies cleared. But I felt so embarrassed, I stayed silent for the rest of the flight. When we landed, I tried to gather courage to thank him, but he disappeared into the crowded airport. I didn't even know his name. Looking at Paris on the way to my aunt's house, the city was breathtaking. As soon as my aunt saw me, she hugged me tightly. Oh, sweet girl, you must have been so scared. Stay here until your dad sorts things out, okay? I smiled and nodded obediently. That's when I met my cousin. So tall and so hot. Theo, though you'd never met, this is June. As he got close and leaned into my face, I awkwardly stepped back.
Silly girl, this is how the French greet.
Looks like you'll have to take her around, Theo. My, everything's so strange, but I hope I'll get used to it soon. It's going to be tough. The next day, Theo made me breakfast with bread, cold cuts, and butter.
Can't forget the croissants. Coffee, right?
Oh, no thanks. Everything here is amazing. It'd be perfect if Dad were here. Wish you were here, Dad.
Once everything settles down, I promise. Enjoy your time in France, sweetie.
Although Dad said things were getting better, I couldn't stop worrying about him.
Oh, come on, girl. You're in one of the world's most beautiful cities. Ditch the blues. I've got something even better for you.
Theo then took me to a stadium. And oh my gosh, a bunch of hot guys were standing there. Angels fallen from heaven?
Oh, that's my soccer team. They said it'd be great if I could bring you today.
I bet my face turned red as they turned around and waved at me. And they're going to do the French greeting thing, right? A guy sitting far away caught my attention. Is he on Theo's team?
Oh, that's Raphael, my best friend. But he's kind of cold to girls. No biggie, just ignore him. Hey, Raphael! Time to hit the field!
But when he turned around, I was breathless. Is that him? The guy from the flight!
June, what's up?
I stuttered, unable to explain this coincidence. But he just walked past me as if he didn't know me. Hello? While everyone was playing, all I could think about was Raphael. Cold? He didn't seem like that day. I later found out Raphael was the only son of an oil tycoon.
He's born to inherit a fortune of millions.
An oil company, huh? Snap out of it. He really doesn't remember me? The next morning, Theo was supposed to take me to the Louvre, but didn't show up.
Sorry, June. I forgot I have to attend Fashion Week. I've got a surprise for you to make it up. Have fun.
Ugh, so annoying standing me up like that.
Hello?
I turn around and there was Raphael. Theo, surprise?
Theo asked me to come here and babysit you.
So it's really him. That annoying attitude. Why did you ignore me yesterday? I thought I saw your twin or something. Theo said you're cold to all girls. Why are you... Are you...
Well, maybe because you're more annoying than them.
You...
Shh, keep quiet or you'll get kicked out.
I got lost admiring the art. All masterpieces. Then my eyes accidentally met Raphael's. He looked so gentle, unlike before. Huh? The kid cried louder when Raphael questioned him. Lost his parents, maybe?
June, watch the kid here. I'll find a guard.
I just nodded. He was so caring, totally different from his earlier attitude. Don't cry, little one. We'll find your parents, okay?
Oh, mon fils! Elle a l'intention de l'enlever! Où sont les agents de sécurité?
Uh-oh. Her attitude made me think a misunderstanding was brewing. I don't speak French. Suddenly, she grabbed my hand and shouted,
Police! Police!
Handing me over to the cops, but I didn't do anything wrong!
Laissez la partie!
I ran and hid behind Raphael. What's happening?
Don't worry. I'm here.
Raphael held my hand and approached them. The woman's expression relaxed. Then she looked startled. Finally, she apologized and handed us two tickets.
She gave us tickets to Disneyland Paris as a thank you.
God, lucky it wasn't a major misunderstanding. We spent almost a day at Disneyland Paris until we were famished. Raphael then took me to a fancy restaurant where I enjoyed all the delicacies, except for escargot. That's going to take some time. Aren't you fond of kids? Why didn't you give up your seat to that little boy on the plane?
Probably because I wanted to sit next to you.
My face turned bright red. So, what does that mean? Could it be... Look at them! What an adorable couple! A couple? So annoying! Suddenly, my phone rang. It was a call from Dad. Today was so much fun. I just...
Honey... The lawsuit's getting out of control, and things are going downhill. Worst case, I might have to go to jail.
His words struck me like lightning. Just yesterday, Dad said things were looking up.
What's wrong? Maybe I can help?
I told Raphael everything, but when I mentioned my dad's name, his expression changed.
Your dad's lawsuit. It's tied to my family's company.
Everything felt so eerily coincidental. Was fate messing with me? I left Raphael there and returned home alone. I thought he was someone I could trust aside from my dad. I need to go back to the U.S. Dad must need me right now.
What's up, kiddo? Didn't have fun out there?
I shook my head, just too drained to speak.
Raphael came looking for you.
I was about to shut the door, but he was quicker.
June, I think we need to have a clear talk. You're planning to go back to the U.S. now?
Yes. When everyone's turning their backs on my dad, I need to be by his side.
If you believe your dad's innocent, I'll help you uncover the truth.
Then I found out my dad had been hiding a lot from me to spare me worry. He got embroiled in a bribery scandal to cover up an oil company secretly dumping waste into the sea where he was researching. That company belonged to Raphael's family in the U.S.
That's why I had to go to the U.S. to sort out the company's mess. And that's how we met on that flight. My family's company didn't do those illegal things, but your dad believes we're behind everything and framed him.
So there must be a misunderstanding on both sides.
Yes. I'll go back to the U.S. with you. We'll clear this up together.
We sat together on the flight back to the U.S., much like our previous one. But now, our relationship had changed. We reviewed all documents, hoping to find a third party's involvement.
The best way to clear things up is with evidence.
We set up a small tent on a cliff, just waiting to catch the real culprit. As the night got colder, I tried not to shiver. I didn't want him to know I was uncomfortable. He'd make me go back. But I couldn't help it when he asked,
"Are you cold?"
No, not really. I forced a smile, my teeth chattering. Raphael took off his jacket and draped it over me. He looked into my eyes and for a moment, it felt like a starry sky. He leaned in to kiss me, closer and closer. The sound of a truck engine startled us. Could it be? We jumped up and saw a fuel truck parked near the port.
It's them!
Raphael and I rushed out, quickly pulling the driver out. As we suspected, an oil company wanting to compete in the area with Raphael's family had used my dad for their illegal activities. What a despicable lot. The truth was finally brought to light. At last, we resolved everything. I could be with my dad again. After the stressful ordeal, Dad and I went to France, ready for a long vacation. As Dad fumbled with his greetings to my aunt, I sneaked off to meet Raphael. He took me up to the top of the Eiffel Tower, where we could view the entire beauty of Paris. You know, I've watched so many movies about couples and wish that...
June, will you be my girlfriend?
I looked at him, surprised and happy, and nodded gently. Phew! One more point and I'll win. I calmly observed and found the opponent's loophole. Here it is! I swing my épée, but he was faster than me. Just a little more and I would win!
You almost beat me. Good job.
No, it's not. Huh? She needs more practice.
Dad, I've been practicing for 2 hours. I'm so fed up!
Your goal today is to win against Mr. Rowan. Hurry up!
Let's take a quick break.
If you're looking for a political podcast that goes beyond the headlines, check out The Beltway Briefing. I'm Howard Schweitzer, CEO of Cozen O'Connor Public Strategies. Every week on The Beltway Briefing, our team of former Republican and Democratic presidential appointees, Capitol Hill veterans, and political advocates shares behind-the-scenes perspective that cuts through the noise. If you want the inside scoop, subscribe now to The Beltway Briefing here or wherever you get your podcasts.
You might think that this is an Olympic training session. Oh no, this is just one of my regular fencing practice days. Hi, I'm Violet and this is my story. Please like and subscribe so you won't miss out on my story. Well, first of all, I was born into a billionaire family. My father is the chairman of the Unity Vision real estate chain. At the age of 30, he met my mother. The result of that sweet love is me. You are the most precious treasure in my life.
And you two are the most precious treasures in my life.
However, happiness didn't last long. When I was 3 years old, my mother left for another man. Since then, my father had become a single dad, raising me on his own. Perhaps because of the wound in his heart, my dad became a gruff and strict man. Even so, he didn't hesitate to spend money for me to study expensive subjects of the rich. Riding a horse, playing the piano, violin, playing golf, and so on. I had learned all kinds of arts and sports. When I was 12, I learned fencing at the request of my father. Yeah, you saw that fencing match at the beginning of that video. That day, I had to secretly beg Mr. Rowan to pretend to lose so that I could get rid of the boring fencing uniform.
You are the future heiress to Unity Vision, so you must...
always try my best to be a distinguished person. My fate was destined to become the heiress of a billionaire, so it was reasonable that my father sent me to study so many art and sport classes. However, he even made me learn business since I was 15 years old. What's a 15-year-old girl studying business for?
One day you will take over the company. I want you to prepare well.
My dad also let me participate in shareholder meetings, even meetings with business partners and customers. To be honest, I didn't understand anything. But because I participated a lot, I gradually got used to it. And although I didn't like business very much, I found it quite interesting. Besides, I still thought the classes that my dad made me join were quite useless. Until one day. That day, while waiting for my father's driver to pick me up, I saw my classmate Aaron suspiciously going somewhere. Out of curiosity, I followed him. In a deserted alley, Aaron was giving a small package to a person, and he gave him money in return. I see what's going on. Oops, I forgot to put it on silent mode. Aaron and the man were startled, immediately walking towards me.
Quickly, hand over the phone.
This was the first time I encountered this situation, so I was a bit shaken. But I remained calm and took a step back. Unexpectedly behind me was another big fat guy. There's no way to run. I just have to fight. Thanks to my fencing skills, I quickly grabbed the broken umbrella next to the dumpster to fight with Aaron. He was a slow reactor, so he was easily defeated. The other two got angry.
Police are coming! Police are coming!
The bad guys heard police and immediately ran away. I saw a guy running toward me. He seemed to be in a hurry. Before I could understand what was going on, he grabbed my hand.
Run! Quick! Before they find out!
Like that, we ran out of the alley as fast as we could. Aaron and the men, after discovering that they had been tricked, came back to look for us, but they couldn't find us anywhere then. After losing the bad guys, both I and the man stopped.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I sent my location to my dad's driver. In the meantime, I had a further conversation with this guy. His name is Xavier. Xavier was probably the first guy to talk to me so freely. Well, my dad is so strict, he even decides who I should be friends with. So the appearance of Xavier made me extremely excited. At this moment, my dad's driver arrived. I said goodbye to Xavier and got in the car. Thank you for helping me. In response to my thanks, he just smiled. Well, that smile looks a bit silly, but cute. After I got home, I told my dad what happened. Dad went into a rage.
Do you know how dangerous it was? They could have hurt you!
But Dad, someone helped me! I immediately told my dad about Xavier saving me. He calmed down a bit, but still didn't stop worrying.
Well, it's still dangerous anyway. I will hire a driver and bodyguard for you.
Yes. Having a private driver is like having a hawk with 360-degree view next to you. I didn't like that, but I couldn't refuse my dad, so I had to accept it. The next afternoon, I stood in front of the school gate and waited for my driver. Oh, there he is! When the driver got down to open the car door, I was extremely surprised. Xavier?
Miss, we meet again.
Needless to say how happy I was. It turned out that Xavier was looking for a job and accidentally saw the ad about hiring a driver, so he boldly applied. My father was a cautious and meticulous man. So the fact that Xavier passed his tests and was accepted proved that he was also very good.
You seem happy today.
Xavier's words startled me. Only then did I realize my cheeks were blushing. Just like that, Xavier took me to school every day and then took me to the company to attend meetings. That day, when I came home from school, my dad called me in to talk.
There is an important event coming up. You should learn to dance.
What? Why all of a sudden? Another lesson? I got it. Seeing my dad's serious attitude, I had to obey him. Before I left, Dad added more.
I see you are becoming too close to the driver. He is not on your level. You should keep your distance.
I got it. Learning how to dance was harder than I thought. The teacher had to see my silly dance for 2 hours and gradually lost his patience.
Ugh, I give up.
Finally, he quit the job. I was exhausted and lay on the floor.
Let me help you.
I can't believe that Xavier knew how to dance. Not only did he know, but he also taught me in great detail. I followed Xavier's beats, and to my surprise, I was dancing to the beat. Yay! I happily hugged Xavier, but quickly let go of him. It was so embarrassing.
Shall we dance now?
I took Xavier's hand, and his other hand rested lightly on my waist. At this close distance, Xavier was really handsome. Suddenly, my heart beat so hard. Flustered, I stepped on Xavier's foot, making him wince. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're doing great.
Xavier's smile made me uncontrollably lean up and kiss him. Xavier froze, and I was so embarrassed that I blushed and rushed out of the room. But my dad was standing outside the door ever since. I was like a thief that got caught red-handed. My whole body trembled.
I warned you! How could you? This is unacceptable.
I'm sorry. It was just an outburst.
This is the last warning. If you still don't listen, you will take the consequences.
Dad's rigidity and his fastidiousness made it difficult for me to breathe. I cried and went back to my room. I lay awake all night thinking about what happened. Even if my father forbade me, I still couldn't hide my true feelings. I realized how much I liked Xavier. I need to confess to him. The next morning, Xavier took me to school as usual. Xavier, I want to tell you something.
Yes?
I like you. His cheeks were as red as tomatoes. He must have been shocked. It's okay if you don't like me. I'm sorry about that kiss.
Actually, I like you too. But I'm afraid that we aren't in the same social class.
Xavier's words made my heart skip a beat. As soon as I knew his feelings, I burst with happiness. I rushed over to hug him. I don't care about your background or social class. I just want to be with you. This time, Xavier kissed. Moments with Xavier made me extremely happy. I thought that our happiness would last. Until one day. That day, I was still happily waiting for Xavier to come pick me up. But the driver was a different person. The window was rolled down, and I realized that the person inside was my father. He looked a bit scary right now.
Do you think you can hide your damn secret love behind my back?
But I really love him!
You spoiled kid! I raised you up not to let you fall in love with some insolent jerk! You must love someone on your level!
Dad's scary reaction surprised me. I didn't expect him to say such cruel words.
You'll never see him again anyway.
What did you do to him?
You don't need to know that. Moreover, I have arranged a dinner for you and the Citibank president's son. So you'd better prepare well.
My ears were ringing. My mind was in complete chaos. All that pops into my head right now is Xavier. After that, I tried to call Xavier over and over, but he didn't answer the phone, nor reply to my messages. Please, reply to my texts. That dinner came very quickly. Before going to that place, I texted Xavier the location. If he really cared about me, then I hoped he would come and take me out of there. My date was Brandon, but I had no interest in him at all. Right now, I just wish that the person dancing with me was Xavier. That was all I needed. I miss him so much. Excuse me. I need to go. I ignored Brandon and left the room. Suddenly, I caught my father's driver in a hurry to go somewhere. Isn't Dad having a meeting somewhere else? Feeling that something was wrong, I immediately followed him. The driver looked around and entered a room. I stood outside and waited.
Violet needs a little more time. But I'll be handing everything over to her soon as well.
Was Dad's voice? Who was he talking to? I tried to put my ear close to the door to listen, but the door suddenly opened and...
Huh?
I just fell inside.
What are you doing here?
I gave a wry smile at the situation, but then my smile faltered when I realized my dad was sitting opposite Brandon's dad, with two suitcases on the table. I still didn't understand what was going on.
Huh?
Then suddenly...
Police here! Everyone don't move!
To my astonishment, Xavier and other police officers came to arrest Brandon's dad, my dad, and his driver. What is this, Xavier?
I'm sorry that you had to witness this, but your dad just made an illegal transaction. Without your text, we would have never found this place.
My ears were ringing as Xavier spoke. According to Xavier, my father was actually a gangster boss and was noticed by the police many years ago. But because there was no clear evidence, he could not be arrested. Xavier was one of the undercover cops to spy on my dad. I swung Xavier's hand away and ran to my dad. Dad, is this true?
You almost became my perfect heiress. But it seems that I was wrong. It's disappointing that you can't be the next boss.
Dad's indirect confession left me completely devastated. I can't tell how I was feeling, but could only burst into tears back then. Finally, my father's case quickly broke the news. Unity Vision was also forced to close. I gave up everything and moved to the suburbs to live with distant relatives. After a few months, I finally moved on and decided to go visit my dad, but I wasn't really sure that I could ever forgive him either. At this moment, a car stopped in front of me. The person who got out of the car was... Xavier? Old memories flooded back. I didn't know what to do.
Wait, I know you're mad at me, but please listen to me. I love you, Violet. It's true. Please give me a second chance.
Although I was mad at Xavier, I did have feelings for him. I'm so confused. In your opinion, should I give him a chance?